Good morning. That frigid, high-pressure system that dominated the weather over the weekend and brought us a return to sunshine, although at the same time, the coldest air of the season, will dominate the weather again for one more day today. That means a good amount of sunshine mixing with a few clouds and a moderation a bit in temperatures. We'll also lose the wind, so it will be more comfortable as high temperatures reach into the middle and upper 20s on average. Gradually, that high will slide off the eastern seaboard tonight, and clouds will stream in from the west as a developing storm in the middle of the country heads down the Ohio Valley and in our direction. It'll stay dry overnight as temperatures drop back into the teens and lower 20s. As we get into the day Tuesday, that system will draw closer and clouds will thicken in the morning, although it should be dry for the first part of the day. And gradually, snow will overspread the region from west to east as we get into Tuesday afternoon. By the end of the day, a large part of the area could have at least a coating up to an inch or two of snow on the ground. And as that system moves through, more snow is likely on Tuesday night. Still, this is not expected to be a major storm, as most everyone will pick up on the order of 2 or 3 inches of snow, especially from I-90 south, with lower amounts farther away from the storm track in northern New York and New England. High temperatures on Tuesday with the snow will be in the middle and upper 20s. Behind this system, still some leftover rain and snow showers on Wednesday as the upper level energy still moves through. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies with highs in the lower 30s. Another system will take a similar track, but right now it looks like farther to the south on Thursday. Skies will cloud over, and we'll have to watch the exact track of this system, but it looks like it'll miss us with generally the snow from New York City and points south on Thursday, and high temperatures will be in the 20s. Much colder air will follow in the wake of this system, with a return to sunshine on Friday and Saturday, highs back into the upper teens and lower 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system will emerge out of the southern Rockies and into the southern plains today, producing heavy snow across Kansas through Nebraska, Missouri, Iowa, and Illinois as it heads toward the Ohio Valley. Snow accumulations of 4 inches or more are expected from central Kansas through southern Michigan. Locally, higher amounts exceeding a foot are possible across northern Kansas, northwest Missouri, southeastern Nebraska, and southern Iowa. Winter storm warnings are in effect. In the milder air to the south, showers and thunderstorms will develop over the lower Mississippi and Tennessee valleys. Some of these will be severe. Meanwhile, out west, a new front will move into Southern California, producing another round of coastal rain and high elevation snow. Snow and low elevation rain will move into interior parts of the Southwest, Great Basin, and Central and Southern Rockies today and tomorrow, where 1 to 2 feet of snow is possible. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in blowing snow, 3 degrees with a northwest wind at 56 gusting to 71 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 3 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 8 degrees, the dew point 4, 83% relative humidity. A northeast wind at 3 miles per hour and the barometer at 30.16 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 24 below zero at Lamar Ranger Station at Yellowstone National Park, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 30s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 20 degrees, the low, 6, the average temperature, 13, that's 9 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday, 6.8 inches for the month, which is now 7.3 inches below normal, and 34.2 inches for the season, which is 3.3 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 61, set in 1938, and the record low, 12 below zero, in 1945 and 1963. Sunrise this morning, 7:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5 o'clock p.m. 9 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, thickening clouds with snow moving in late in the day in the middle and upper 20s. More snow on Tuesday night. A chance of snow and rain showers on Wednesday afternoon in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy, mid to upper 20s on Thursday. Mostly sunny on Friday and Saturday, upper teens and lower 20s. And a chance of snow on Sunday with highs in the upper 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.